Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Hayomi. Zvachim Tzadivav, we are holding Tzadivav Amad Aleph. That's six lines from the top. Ella Hoda Omar. Rav Nachman Omar Rabba Bavu. Okay, so this is one last question that pertains to the previous discussion. Where we learned that even a Kli Cheres, if it's properly burnt out, okay, like an oven, you turn on the self-clean cycle and it's good. Even if it's a Kli Cheres, the Gemara learns that you can clean it out, burn it out from any residue embedded in the walls, and it's cleaned up. So how do you explain the Halacha? Elohu de Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Rabba Ravu, the Tanur Shel Migdol Shel Matechas Hayav. You should know that the oven that they had in the Beis HaMikdash, Shomatechas Hav, was made of metal. Presumably because of the residue absorbed, which get absorbed in the walls of the oven, carbon materials which might become nicer. So, to avoid that issue, it was made of metal. What's the issue? Ni'avid de cheres, te'seikim bifnimu. Make it of cheres. And on occasion, just burn it out. As we learned yesterday, by an oven, we can be confident that it will be done properly, from the highest temperature, because that's what the oven is built for. It's made to have the hesek mibifnim, the fires within it. Just burn it out. Hesekim bifnimu. The answer is like this. The reason for metal is unrelated to cleansing, to extractions, to kashering. Rather, it's because the oven had to qualify as a kli sharis, because it was used in preparing carbon material. And a kli sharis must be made of metal. Kivin di kashtei alechem, lechem apon, we have these breads. Tavyosim betanur, which were of course baked in this oven. Lishosim betanur hava, and became kaddish in that tanur. Rashi explains that Shtei Alechem were baked inside in the Beis HaMikdash. Brings the Gemara Menachis, the Tanur Mekadosh Lu. If that's the case, Havali Klisharis. So this oven constitutes a Klisharis. U Klisharis, the Cheres Le'avdino. We never make a Klisharis of Cheres. Vafilu Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda. Even according to that opinion, who says that the wood is okay, like Omer the Eitz, okay, he allows wood based on the Psukim, discussed in Masechta Sukkah about the Cheres Le'avdino, but pottery, that's out of the question. So in fact, that's the reason why the oven had to be of metal, unrelated to extractions and bliyos and kashrus issues. Says the Gemara, there was a story with Rav Yitzchak Bar Yehuda. Initially, he would come hear the shir, have a rogel come to Rabbi Bar Chama. He was a regular by Rabbi Bar Chama, a talmud of his, and then one day he left. Shavke, he left him, v'ozl, he went to a different Rabbi, L'Rav Sheshus. Okay, Yom Echad, one day, Pogabeya, so the first Rabbi, Rabbi Bachama, met up with him, and he says, oh, how are things going? Amalei says, to his former Talmud, why'd you leave me to go to better pastures? And he employed a saying that, haughty people, they try to hang out, among the big wigs, rub shoulders with the big, the high windows. Al-Kafta. Nakta, there's a saying, the duke grabbed hold of my hand, Recha Osila Liyan. So his good scent rubbed off on me, transferred to my hand as well. Right? Hanging out with the big guns, you feel important. Mishum da Azazloch. Look, Kameda Rav Sheshes says, you think just because you went over to Rav Sheshes, Havis Lach Rav Sheshes, you too will rise to that level, you also become like Rav Sheshes? Amar Leis, he says, no. No, unrelated, love, that's not, wasn't my intention, I wasn't trying to pump myself up. Mishamachi, the reason why I transferred was as follows. Yeah, I felt it would benefit my learning. Mar, you, kibayini milsa, whenever I would ask you something, pashali misfara, you would respond with logic. Chimashgachna masnisa, parchala, but if I would discover a braisa, which contains, opposing information, I would it would refute your answer. So it was always sort of, pending. However, Rav Sheshes, he's so well versed in the Ebraises, whatever he says is fully grounded. And I can be confident that, you know, Kibbeinim Ilsamine, whenever I ask him something, Pashlim Masnisa, he responds to me with a source from Ebraisa. So at worst case, even if I find an opposing Ebraisa, okay, big deal, the Chinami Mashkach and Masnisa Parcha, even if I find another one that opposes that one, Masnisa Masnisa, at most it's one against one, the Ebraisa against the Ebraisa. Okay, so he followed one Ebraisa, it's his choice. But that's why, that was the only reason why I left. Please don't take it, you know, Amrlei, Sirum Bacham responded, okay, I'll take up the challenge. Please ask me something today. And whenever I answer you, I bet you'll find it in a Braisa as well. V'ibinai Milsa, please ask me a question. D'ivshadlach, ki masnisa. I'll give you a logical response, but trust me, you'll find it in a Braisa as well. So although I can't really quote you the Braisa verbatim, but my response will be consistent with a Braisa. V'ibinai, okay, so he says, let's go. I have a question for you. We learned in Mesechta Zvachim, right, that the pot in which they prepared korban material must undergo merika ushtifa. Okay, here's a question. Let's say they only use part of the pot. So you have a big pan. In the corner, you have a piece of meat on the sitting on the fire, and the rest of the pan is on the side, off to the side, off the fire. Merika ushtifa applies to the entire entity or just to that corner? Okay, bishul b'mitzvas akli. Only part of the kli was used for cooking. Ton Mariko Shtifa? Does the entire kli need Mariko Shtifa? Or ain't ton? Or not? Amrla, he says, I think ain't ton. No, you don't have to do the rest. How do I know? Because I'm going to compare this halacha to the halacha of the Dam Chathas, the land that on a beged. And kibus is only applicable to that corner. Must be spot washed, spot cleaned. And likewise, Mariko Shtifa presumably only applies to that corner. Vidav Azo, like the Azo of the blood. That was his answer. Oh, so Rav Yitzchak responded, one second, V'loi tani hachi, but there's a braisa which seems to say otherwise. Sorry, V'loi tani hachi, but I didn't find a braisa like you. You told me that whatever the answer will be, you'll find a braisa likewise. I haven't discovered a braisa like you. Okay, I haven't found a source for this. Amalasi says, okay, but it still seems correct. Mistavra. It's a svara kebeged, that the pot is like the beged. Right? Just like the beged. Doesn't need to be totally washed, only that corner, which has the blood stain. Ma beged ein aton kibbutz ella makim adam. Presumably the kli as well. Af kli ein aton mariko shtifa, only that corner el makim bishul. Because, you know, the psukim go hand in hand. It's all one, you know, one chain of halachas. Homer Lacey says, how could you compare the cooking to the stain on the baguette? Me dummy, how do you compare? Dam le mefapea. Ubishul mefapea. Blood doesn't spread. There's no heat transporting it throughout the baguette. It stays in that corner. But bishul, spreads the heat. Spreads the material throughout the entire wall of the bag, of the cleave. Perhaps you have to properly clean the whole cleave. Oitani, furthermore, we have a braisa, which actually says that you must do it to the entire cleave. Here goes. The Braisa compares the halacha of kibbutz by dam to the halacha of mariko shtifa by the kli, and sort of, you know, puts one against the other. We find elements by the hazor that's not found by the mariko shtifa, and vice versa. Chaimer, we find stringencies by hazor. They don't find mariko shtifa. And same the opposite. Chaimer, mariko shtifa, that you don't find by hazor. For instance, Chayim be'azor. What are the elements found in Hazor not found by the other one? Shazor, yesh lemachatoras hachitzoynes, chatoras hapnimiyes. The Hazor applies to blood from an external chatas, which is edible chatas, and likewise an internal chatas, not meant to be eaten. V'yesh lefnei zrika, it applies to blood even before zrika. The land on a beged, kibbutz is applicable. As opposed to mariko shtifa, mashenke mariko shtifa, it only applies to edible karbonis. It only applies to basar after zrika, which is available for consumption. So there's two advantages that dam has over the pot. And likewise, chomer, we have strictnesses found by mariko shtifa over the blood. Shemariko shtifa neges bein bekachim kadoshim bein bekachim kalim. It applies to both classes of karbonis, as opposed to dam chatas, which is only by a chatas, right? Kachim kadosh. And here comes the punchline. Even if only part of the kli was used, you have to clean the whole kli. As opposed to Bahazov, we only spot clean that corner. So clearly, You have to do a full job. Amarle, he says, you're right. Itan, you found a braisa that opposes my response. Tanya, okay, we'll follow it. Done is done. The time am I. So, now comes the why. Why? So I understand that, you know, the heat molecules spread the throughout the clay, so you have to properly wash it, but who says you have to apply the very specific Mariko Shtifa model to the entire kli? If only part of it was used. What's the source in the Pasuk? What time am I? Omar Kro, the Pasuk says, Vim big kli nechayshes b'shalom. Big kli means only part of the kli. Because by the breakage of the kli cheres, it says, u kli cheres. It doesn't say big kli. Here it says, Vim big kli nechayshes, which indicates that even part of the kli. Vim big kli nechayshes b'shalom? We learned Rafilu, even if he only cooked, using b'miktsas kli, part of the kli, the entire kli is like one entity and has to be completely processed, applying rika ushtifa. Okay, so bottom line is, we have the whole story with the Talmud that went from Rabbi Bar Chama to Rav Sheshes. Ultimately, he had a question. The conclusion was, yep, bishul b'miktsas kli, the whole kli needs rika ushtifa. Continues the Gemara. This applies to all types of karbonis, whose basar was cooked in these pots, echad kadosh kadoshim, echad kadoshim kalim. That is the shita of the Tanna Kamma, whereas Rav Shimon says only kadosh kadoshim and not kadoshim kalim. Tanna Rabbanan, we learned in a brayz. The pasuk says chatas, indicating that merika or shtifa applies strictly to a utensil used in preparation of the chatas meat, only ala chatas. So far, only chatas. What about other karbonis? Kol ha-kadoshim inayin. How do we know what happens when the pots were used in preparation of other karbonis? How do we know that they too require this procedure? Talmud Leimar, kodesh kadoshim hi, so that's in the next pasuk, it says, kol zohar b'keihanam yuchal oisa, kodesh kadoshim hi, to cover all types, all levels of karbonis. Whether it's kodesh ha-kadoshim, the highest level, or even kachim ka. Yochal shanimar besat truma. Okay, so from covering all karbonis, perhaps truma as well. You have to do mariko shtifa to a pot used in preparation of truma material. Tamal leimar. We have a limiting term. Eid miyut. Oisa. Only this. Prat le truma. And this excludes truma. Divi Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon disagrees. He says it applies strictly to kodesh hakodashim only. Well, as per the pasuk, right? It says kodesh kadoshim hi, only that. Reb Shimon Omer kodesh kadoshim, only they are to unin require mariko shtifa, but kachim kalim no, einon to unin mariko shtifa. Tichsev, look at the pasuk, kodesh kadoshim. We learn from here, kodesh kadoshim karbonis on the highest level in, yep, they're in, but kachim kalim no, loy, they're out. Now, it would seem from face value of the pasuk that in fact the pasuk is only applying to kadosh kadoshim. So why does Rabbi Yehuda in fact cover kachim kalim as well? My time with Rabbi Yehuda. The answer is because he holds that if it were so, if indeed the pasuk means literally only kadosh kadoshim on the highest level, so why oisa? Right, oisa was coming to mimemayit to exclude, to push out truma. Well, it goes without, obviously, if even kachim kalim are out, certainly truma, which is not even a carbon. The very fact that the Torah requires oisa, has to say oisa, to rule out, to push out truma, what does that tell us? That everything else, all other karbanis, whether kadosh kadoshim or kachim kalim are in, my time in the Rebbe Yehuda, mid istrich, oisa l'muti truma, the fact that we need oisa to exclude truma tells you, mechlal, apparently, the kachim kalim, yes, they do require tunin rikushtif. Reb Shimon, what does he do with this argument? Amalach, he tells you, no, oisa, the word oisa is not coming to rule out truma, because if it were so, Reb Yehuda would be right. Kedam Rina is coming for a totally different point, as we had back on Tzadik Gimel, regarding excluding the dam chatas, which became pasul. Okay, it's the end of the day. Which materials require mariko shtifa? So, if it was a pot used in preparation of kachi kachim and kachim kalim, according to Tanakama, according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Shimon, kadosh kadashim only. Now, all agree that truma is not included. How could that be? Basically, what you're saying is that you're not concerned about, you know, truma residue embedded in the walls of a kli. So even if you're going to use that kli, and ultimately some of that flavor, that taste, will be exuded into the new cooked food, you're not concerned. So basically, you don't need to do hag'olah, extraction by way of boiling water, on a kli that we use for truma. You have a brisa, so that actually, right, like every Jewish home, we have a melchig aside with melchig pots, a fleshig aside with fleshig pots. You can't mix and match, right? There is a bliyis. We have those, we have the embedded residue in the walls of the kli, right? As per the brisa, v'atanya gatera, you have a pot, shabisha babasar, in which he cooked meat. You can't use it for milk, leivash abachalav, and vice, and if he does, bim bishal, if he did, use it for milk, bim nice and tam. What's the status of the milk? Well, it depends how much meat there is left in the. If we can estimate that there's enough, flavor coming out of those walls and into the new material, enough to give it a flavor, enough to be felt, to be discernible, then you're running into problems. The same with truma, which is only meant to be consumed by a kohen. A pot that was used for truma, levasha b'chulin, it shouldn't be used further for chulin, ordinary foods, for a ordinary yid. Bim bishul, if he did it, b'nes in tam. If there was a truma flavor in there, you're in trouble. So how could we say that a truma pot is exempt from rikul shtif, amra bayi? No, we're not talking about plain, standard, conventional hag'ala, of course. Every kli that has some problematic bliya in the walls must be expelled, right? By way of hag'ala. That's not really relating to our sugya. We're not talking about standard hag'ala. When we speak about the halacha of merika shtifa, it's a special, unique halacha applicable only to pots used in preparation of karbonis. It involves an extra rinse of coal, it's a whole system. Amar Abaye Letzricha, it's only needed as follows. Meaning, of course, if you're trying to purge Truma off the walls, of course you have to do Hag'olah. But there are three leniencies that would apply to a standard Hag'olah, as opposed to the upgraded, enhanced, Hag'olah / Merikah Shtifa that we're talking about today. So Truma requires standard Hag'olah, but not the enhanced Merikah Shtifa procedure. Letzricha, it needed as follows. Ela l'kamamar, as we learned, bisha v'mitzas kli. Toin, Merikah Shtifa kolakli. We learned that even if only part of the pot was used, you have to treat the entire kli, and that's only regarding Merikah Shtifa. Ha, truma leitzorach. But this procedure doesn't apply to truma. Just make sure that you got that corner of the kli. Right? Ha, truma leitzorach. Ha truma leitzarach makam bishul. Rava Amar. Second difference would be leitzricha el kedamar mar. It's regarding the following halacha that for merikah shtifa you need pure water. You can't use other liquids like hot wine or diluted wine, but for hag'olah you could. Pasuk says umoyrak b'shoyta b'mayim. We learn v'lo b'yayin as opposed to wine. B'mayim means v'lo b'mazav, even diluted wine. Ha. But when it comes to truma and standard hagala, I feel a bit yain, feel a bit mazik, use any liquid. Rava Barula Amar. Here's a third difference. Leitzricha, it's only needed as follows. Ela da amamar, as we learn, merikah shtifa b'tzayinin. That after you do the basic hagala, you have to do merikah shtifa, a double rinse. Merikah is the interior of the kli, shtifa the outside, with cold water. That's a sort of an extra step in the process. But again, that's only by karbonis. Huh. Afilu b'chamin. But over here, by truma, just use standard hagala system, which is hot water. Done deal. Honich l'madam rikur shtifa b'tzoynet. Okay, this last factor only works if you hold like the opinion discussed in the next Mishnah that rikur shtifa indicates cold rinse. So, fine. That doesn't apply to truma. Elman the Omar, according to the other opinion, the Chachamim, who say that Marika means one thing and Shtifa means something else. Marika means Bachamin, using hot water. Shtifa means what's called Betoinin. So then what's the difference between, you know, standard Hagola and you know, this hot, you know, hot water Hagola here as well? Michael Meimar, Shtifa say Ras. The answer is because, in contrast to the regular Hagola, which entails only one, you know, hot water purge, this needs an extra rinse, a cold rinse, which is unique to the Mariko Shtifa process, applicable only under these circumstances. Okay, so in a nutshell, we learned about self-cleaning an oven. We learned about even a kli that was partially used for karbonis, you know, preparation, must be fully cleansed. Mariko Shtifa needs to be done on the whole kli, as opposed to the just plain, you know, standard conventional hagolah, which wouldn't require the whole kli. Tesis actually has a kasha. How does that work? Doesn't that spread? Okay, so that's discussed in Tesis. And then, in terms of what you know, what usages are we talking about? According to Tanakama, which turns out to be reviewed in the Brisa as well, it applies to kachi kachim and kachim kalim, but not for truma. According to Rav Shimon, only kachi kadashim. But again, and not kachim kalim, and certainly not truma. And the Gemara concludes and explains that, of course, truma or any other, you know, materials that are in question must be purged from the walls of a kli, but employing a standard Hagolah process, which can be can involve other liquids, it can be done on the part of the kli, you know, it doesn't need that added rinse. Also, Tesis brings that the minhag is to rinse every kli after Hagolah, but it's not really required api halacha, whereas Mariko Shtifa needs mayim, purely mayim, the entire kli with the cold water rinsing. All the best to you, Naslach Rabbah.